there and welcome to the Crinkle Podcast, the brand new podcast by yours truly, me, Dylan Blake.
And his boyfriend, also Master Atlas.
So, one of the topics that we were going to talk about today is being kinky, right? Okay, so when you think of like a normal person, you might envision like a suburban, like white wife who loves drinking her Moscato. That's probably what you're thinking. Probably goes to church and is on the PTA board. And probably, but most definitely, the straight and narrow. Definitely doesn't go anywhere near anything that has sex in it or hot and steamy. But I personally like to think that we're all kind of kinky because we, as a society, love sex. It's human nature. What do you think?
I think that if you say you're not kinky, you have a kink and you just haven't discovered it yet.
Maybe their kink is like shaming of kinks. Like, I don't have a kink.
You know, I am against kink shaming, but if your kink is kink shaming, you know, it's hard to have an opinion.
Right. But I know for most people when they see my kinks, because I'm a puppy, Bork Bork, and I also love being squishy and stinky because I'm an Abedale. But if you don't know what an Abedale is, it's an adult baby diaper lover. It's actually two kinks put together. It's called the umbrella term. Also, it's a great song. You know, S&M from Rihanna. So, an umbrella term just means a generalization of something. So BDSM is also a umbrella term for BDSM. And you know, it's like bondage.
You know, I feel embarrassed being on a podcast and not knowing what BDSM is.
You know, but like M, like masochist.
Yeah. It is something like that. Dom, something, something. But
most people, when they see my kinks, they think they're extreme. And probably to most, they probably are extreme. And to others, they look at me and are like, really? That's your kink? And then they like are into some like really weird ass shit that I've never been into. I'm like, interesting. Did not know that was a kink. Like clown play. Did not know that was a kink until like last year.
Honk, honk. Well, I also think an easier way to describe the ABDL acronym is because technically you're an AB and I'm a DL. So I feel like, you know, that's a good way to describe it. Because, you know, you like acting like a baby and I just kind of like,
yes,
like wearing diapers.
No. First, yes, I am AB, but I am not like, there's a spectrum of in ABDL, and so like DLs can be more of a physical thing, and like ABs can be more of a mental. So there's some people who like really regress to like being a couple months old. They don't speak. They crawl around. For me, like my mental age is like 7. I love watching cartoons, Pokemon, Digimon, Bakugan, Naruto. Love anime. And most of them make me cry.
But I also think that you worded it well whenever you said, like, I feel like AB is more of a mental thing. And DL is, like, more of a physical thing. Not that a mental thing, I guess, isn't involved in all kinks, but.
And there is a breakdown of, it's called, grounding. It's called grounding method. And it's something that people like me who have PTSD, it's a psychological thing. And so there's different ways of grounding from physical and mental. And like, I know I am not 7 years old. Like, I love being an adult. And that's like very important to me. Like, I know where I need to be. And when I have to adult and do shit, I can be an adult. But like, where I'm like, I've had a stressful day, or I'm like, I come home, I'm like, I just want to put some padding on. I just want to run around, be squishy, and be scared of the potty. That's like, yeah. And like, just play video games, play some NW2, rank up, and never have to like put my control down. To me, that's like bomb.
You know, it is pretty funny because he does have like a lot of little traits, and then I have like a lot of like, I guess, big traits. Like, I love horror movies, which he like hates that he has to go to sleep to, which is, you know, just funny.
Yeah, like, I've literally had to watch his black and white movies, like fucking Dracula. Nobody wants to watch a 1940s Dracula, like one with no fucking sound, like no music and stuff on, and it's just people talking. You'll just be like halfway asleep and be like, no, Betty. And you're like, Jesus fucking Christ. And you're like, Dracula. But there was no suspension. You just have to like watch it. It's kind of weird. Ugh. Sorry, I'm trying to take off my socks. But there are, when it comes to kinks and stuff, some people see them as sexual and others see them more as just like a way of escaping. And that does not mean that I do not like see my kinks as sexual, because like literally the other day, I literally got my ass wrecked while in a diaper. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, bring me the new year. But most times, they're not sexual for me. Like, I literally just love wearing diapers. To me, that's just super fun to do. But it doesn't mean that I don't want, like, go club, all padded up, have somebody diaper check me, like, make me all, like, red face, have, make me carry around all my diapers in my dino bag.
I also agree, you know, not all kinks are sexual. Like, you know, I like the little things about being a big, like, you know, hey, can you fill up my sippy cup and stuff like that at bedtime? It's just, I don't know. It's very nice.
And, like, you might be talking to yourself right now and be like, Dylan, boyfriend, whoever you are, it's daddy. It's a really great term. Or Master Atlas. But you might be saying, like, those are kind of extreme, and, like, you aren't really, like, into that. And that's totally fine. Because, like, some people are like, I'm not kinky. And then they're like, my boyfriend choked me last night. And I was like, daddy. I'm like, bitch, that's a fucking kink. So, I don't know where you think you aren't kinky at. Because, like, if you're calling somebody a pet name, that's a kink. Do you like being spanked? Do you like being degraded in bed? That's a kink.
And then I feel like all kinks are awkward at first, you know? I mean, like, there's even a time where he wanted, you know, like, asked me to, like, fill up his sippy cup and stuff, but now it's, like, our normal.
Now it gets thrown at him.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's expected of me. So, you know.
But, yeah, so, a lot of things can be kinks in bed. And, like, sex is not the way that they make it out in TV. Where it's like, oh, super romantic and, like, super clean. No, it's pretty messy and rough. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, if that's really what you're looking for, like, good for you. But, literally, like, we could try to have, like, the cleanest sex, and there's literally a lube handprint somewhere in the bed by the end of it. Or there's a sweat mark of a body, and you're like, we even do that much? Like, I don't know, right? That's a fucking workout. And then you're, like, trying to, like, flip around, and then, like, you're like, oh, shit. It's too much raw. It's too much raw.
But I also think, like, once you get past a certain point, also that maybe think, you know, I don't speak for everyone, but I also think it helps exploring the same kink with, like, maybe the same person over and over. or at least, you know, the same cup of few or whatever, because eventually, you know, ice gets broken and stuff like that, and everything, I feel like, just becomes more comfortable and funner. Plus, sex is supposed to be awkward and funny and dirty and messy. All that stuff.
But that doesn't mean you can't say no.
That is true.
Yeah. So, like, I love being stinky. I really do not want to see this amazing boy be stinky. That's, like... And... You can find a kink hot and not be part of it. It's more of like the, like, cool, you're enjoying yourself and you're doing it in a safe environment. That's hot. And so, like, I love just, like, hiding away. And I just, like, I'll be stinky. I'm like, wah-ha-ha-ha. I'll be stinky for, like, 2 hours. And I'll, like, get all washed up and stuff. And then, like, if anybody, like, walks in, literally, I just look like a deer in headlights.
I was going to actually bring that up. I'm very glad you did. Because, you know, talking about how, like, things used to not be awkward. And, you know, now it's, like, our norm. I feel like you always have that deer in the headlights look.
Like, the door opens, so I'm like.
Especially because, I mean, you're doing it in the bathroom. Yes, sometimes I have to go to the bathroom, so.
And it's not like, I don't know that they're going to come in. I'm like, okay, cool. And usually, like, when I'm being stinky, like, most people, when they're, like, doing that kink stuff, they're, like, watching porn. No, I'm literally watching, like, science videos about, like, molecules and how different diseases work. Right now, I'm on a whole religious kick over different religions. So, that's awesome. And with a little side adventures of learning about coins. Hmm.
And then he'll also even eavesdrop on us, and he'll open the door and, like, comment on, like, our movies or games or, like, whatever we have going on at the moment.
The Walking Dead.
I was going to bring that up also. It's one of, like, my favorite moments.
Open the door. So are you excited for the new episode? Yeah.
It wasn't just a new episode. It was the last episode. So it was a big one.
Yeah, and it just one of those, like, really cool things. And, like, communicating it, like, I really suck actually at communicating. I'm better at just, like, hiding than I am at communicating. I'll just hide in a bed and, like, put pillows and covers on me. Oh, nothing to say?
I guess, in what sense do you, like, not communicate that you like being stinky?
No, just, like, I don't know, like, there's certain things I do not communicate well, and I already know that. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And so, it's one of those things where I'm like, I'm not going to communicate this. No, I'll just throw a sippy cup or something out.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Which is true.
No, nothing else for you?
I don't think so. I think next topic, maybe.
Oh, ew. Bitch. Well, let me give you that amazing outro, then, since he's trying to move us on.
Whoa, no. I wasn't trying to move on. I guess I was just saying, you know, to whatever next you're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually having a good time.
But the nice little outro of the topic doesn't mean it's actually the outro. But it's how I wrote in the script. I actually wrote this script for one person, and there's a motherfucker beside me now.
I'm just such an amazing boyfriend. He wanted to have my presence on the podcast.
I've actually been begging him for like 2 weeks. Joking. This podcast really hasn't been alive for more than a week. But when you think of like sex companies and stuff, you know, you're not really thinking of the extreme kinkers, because sex companies really aren't out there for the extremists. I mean, like, Bad Dragon? Hell fucking yes, they are. Those things are scary.
I will also like to say, I mean, like how you said, the normal companies aren't out for, like, extremists. So I feel like the extreme, or if you want to call them extreme companies, like Bad Dragon. So therefore, they're not, you know, considered normal. So I feel like, which granted, sex toys are pricier, but, you know, I feel like an actual Bad Dragon toy worth something is, like, $180 to like $250, which is true too.
But like Adam and Eve, Lion's Den, you know, those are companies that aren't out there to, you know, sell directly to like extremists in quotation marks. They're like, there are tons of things that we find at like lines. I'm like, ooh, you want to try this? We usually buy lots of like sex board games.
Yeah, I will say last time we were at Lion's Den, we saw like that weird tentacle. It looked like a bad, a bad dragon toy. It was like a colorful tentacle toy, and they might be up in their game, but probably not.
But majority of them are for those suburban moms and dads and people who have alternative lifestyles that their partners do not know about, I'm assuming. Because guess what? It's true. Mommy and daddy do use the Buzz Buzz. And I've actually seen in person when I was at the Lion's Den last time, this couple literally walked in and I, because they pulled up in like a like landscaping truck. And I was like, well, there's like two dudes in that car. I was like, I'm not even going to like stay out here. I'm going to like go inside. Then they came in. It was, I'm assuming, husband and wife, but the male, he was looking at dildos and stuff. He's like, hey, honey, well, without this one, she's like, I don't know. I kind of like him a little longer. He's like, oh, okay, cool, cool. I'm like jaw open. I'm like, what? I'm like trying to like pretend I'm looking at lube. I'm like, and they're just like talking about it. She's like, what about this one? Do you like this one? He's like, yeah, I think I'll take that one. She's like, oh, okay, cool, cool. I'm like, do both of these fuckers pick up the ass? Like, I was so mind fucked. And I was like, okay, I'm going to like grab my shit and get the fuck out of there. And I was like, doot, 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 doot.
I also wish like straight couples had a more, were just more comfortable like using toys in like, you know, their sex life. Cause like, I love my boyfriend's cock, right? Hottest dick in the world. But sometimes, like, I just want to, like, use my horse cock toy. And, like, you know, there's nothing more to it. Like, my boyfriend's cock's obviously better. And just, I don't know. I feel like it's just a fun element that, you know, most, like, quote-unquote straight people don't bring into their lives.
My parents are fucking crazy. The reason why is because they're shameless when it comes to like their sex life. Literally, like the last time we were like over there, my mom was like, hey, you want to go like down to the camper, which is on a different part of the property, so they could fuck. And I'm like, across this counter, I'm like, are you really serious? Like, what the fuck's going on? It was like Thanksgiving, and they're like talking about it. So I was like, oh my God. But they've also gone into like Lion's Den and stuff and like found some of their friends, some of my teachers and stuff, and they'll fuck with them. And like my dad will come up with like a massive cock or something. It's like, honey, what about this one? Do you think this one will fit in me? And just like fuck with people. I'm like, what the fuck? But on to the amazing thing called holiday hiccups, though. So, my boyfriend has a very intriguing type of family, to put it kindly. And so I'm sure he will have some amazing stories to tell about his family and holidays.
Uh-oh, I don't know if we have enough time.
Well, I'm sure we could get at least like two or so in.
That's true.
When you think of holidays and stuff, because we just came into the new year. So it's a great time to like reflect on holidays. And I personally chose two stories. So one when I was a kid and fucking Thanksgiving that literally just happened. So, and my boyfriend was at this Thanksgiving too. And it was very funny. So instead of me describing it from my point of view, I will also allow him to describe it from his point of view.
Ooh, fun, fun.
I know, right? But he's dying,
obviously. I know. I'm sorry. I'm choking on my soda. Don't mind me.
It's because he does vapes. But the first one, when I was 8, this actually made Master Atlas giggle because I did this kind of with his Christmas presents. But when I was about 8 years old, I managed to start a family tradition without ever trying. It was Christmas Day, okay? And so there was snow on the ground on Christmas, or at least this is how I remember Christmas always being back in that amazing time. It makes me feel old when I say that. But
he's 34 years old.
Oh, sorry. That means I'm dead plus four. No. But I was sitting by the electric fireplace and keeping me nice and warm and stuff. And in my house, everybody gets all their Christmas presents passed out. And then one at a time, people will open up their presents. And so everybody has to watch. And then whoever's from you go, thank you. Even if you fucking hate it. Okay? Cool. So we're about an hour and a half or so into this madness, okay? Lots of Santa, thank you Santa things, even though I didn't believe in Santa at that time, okay? Now I do, because it's a Christmas fucking miracle every time it hits me in the face. Mm-hmm. sex joke. But we're about an hour or so half into opening these presents, and then it's my turn, so I decide to open up this fucking present. I'm slowly opening up and stuff, and the box that is in here, it's not making sense in my brain. It's like purplish, and I'm like, keep ripping it and stuff. And the more and more I open it, the more my brain is starting to get confused, because it's like purple and then some yellow. And finally I have this whole box open and it's sitting there shut. And I realize it's a Dora Explorer box. And my brain literally went like, the fuck? Like, I'm trying to hold back tears. My brain's going like, why do I have a Dora Explorer box? Why do I have this? I'm a boy, not a girl. Why would my parents do this? My fucking family's losing their shit right now. They're fucking laughing. All my siblings are. My dad, my mom, they're fucking just laughing it up and stuff. And then, like, you've had that feeling, you're trying not to fucking cry. And as soon as that one fucking tear hits, it's like fucking magical waterfall just comes out. And, I mean, it's fucking, like, just coming down. And I'm just losing my shit. Could not believe it. I'm crying, screaming, why the fuck would you let me have a girl get, I'm a boy, fucking crying. Then my mom starts yelling my name. I fucking look at her with tears coming down my face. It's like reverse osmosis is happening here. And she's like, buddy, just open up the box. And I realize this isn't like an actual enclosed box. It's a fucking shoe box. And so like I open it up. And then I realized that there's like two PlayStation 2 games there. And it was probably like Onimusha and some sort of like Swing Away Golf game or some bullshit like that. And I like instantly was like, oh, okay, it's fine. Tuesday, my family does not let this go down. They literally refer to it every time Christmas gets brought up. Like, yeah, I remember that time with the Dora Explorer box. I mean, I'm sure Devin at least heard it probably a good 8 times by the end of the night.
Yeah, I definitely did.
And it was
a good time, though.
And so now we wrap presents and we'll wrap them into other boxes. So I wrapped some of his gifts into a box, into another box. And so, like, I wrapped them twice. And I was like, wah-ha-ha-ha. It was evil. I was like, what? Oh no, a box. What could it be? Opens two more boxes. Wah! So that's the amazingness of that one. Do you have a Christmas story?
Is it good? Does it have to be good or bad?
Oh no, it could be raunchy as fuck, I guess. Tell us about the drugs.
Okay. Does it have to be Christmas?
I mean, you can go wherever. I mean, okay. I got two stories. Holiday-ish, I guess.
Well, I don't know. All right. So I guess since I'm playing Dead Rising, I remember whenever I first got Dead Rising 4, whenever it came out, my mom being like super crazy on Christmas, and she like smacked me across the faces. And then, I was going to say something about Thanksgiving.
And there's more to this story.
With the Dead Rising? There is. All right, so pretty much the story is that we had this bunk bed, and there's like these old, like, Phillips head screwdriver marks in it. And she was in there because me and Gideon were checking out, well, my little brother was checking out Dead Rising 4, and she was asking me, like, where they came from. I was like, I don't know. And then she was just, like, kept, you know, was being insistent on an answer of where they came from. I'm like, I had no idea. They've, like, been there for years. And then she was, like, saying, you know, oh, well, it was that was probably, like, you and your little brother whenever, like, you were young, yada, 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 just, like, being super crazy, and I don't know. Then, like, I just ended up, like, calling her a bitch and all this shit, and then she smacked me across the face.
Also, to give some context, this woman goes to, like, churches to get, like, gifts from, like, the church, and then uses the money that she has for drugs. So, it's a very fun time.
Yeah. My family's way too complicated to try to wrap up in a 5-minute story. But, yeah. And then I've been, like, because of my crazy mom, I wasn't allowed over at my grandparents for, like, 8 years for holidays and all kinds of crazy stuff. She's went to jail on my birthday. All kinds of fun holiday memories. You know, there's a really good Thanksgiving one that popped in my head immediately that I cannot think of.
Well, my second story is a Thanksgiving story. Okay, so I'm going to add in the show notes a news article, okay? And the news article was called A Love Letter to the Worst Town in America, if I'm correct. But growing up in this town as a gay kid, it's in the Midwest. So the majority of the people in this town, there's about 1,000 people. They are hardcore Republicans, okay? Where everybody knows everyone. And so their favorite hobby is gossip. Who knows what about who? Do you know somebody's secret? And the goal is to not have the worst secret in the town, which you would think would be pretty easy. Don't do anything stupid, right? Now, pretty much, it's one of these things where being gay is almost as bad as being a rapist. So if you're found out to be gay, you are not allowed to, you're not allowed to help out in community projects because of the community, because the community doesn't want you to spread your ideas to others that homosexuality is correct or allowed. You are not allowed to be near or around kids or even mentor them because of the fact that you are gay. And in this area, being gay is pretty much you going like, oh, I'm a pedophile. So they're scared that you will turn these kids gay or you will do something wrong to them. So, as a gay kid, growing up in this town, you know, I just thought, oh, okay, cool, great. Don't be gay. Well, short story to this, I'm fucking gay. So, I really fought really hard and, like, really protected my family's name on I'm not gay for a good hot minute. And then I realized I was like, fuck it, bullshit. And so, I now have 2 boyfriends, okay, and they're my love of my life, and, it's not supposed to be a cheesy rom-com story.
I know, I also kind of felt like a soundboard over here, like, I felt like I should have queued something up, that was what I had, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, there you go. Let's do a classic.
Wait, let me see if let's see if this works or not. Let's see if we can do it like clapping.
Okay. Look, that's nice. All right.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
Drum roll. Wait, laughing. Oh my gosh, that's my life, laughing away. Okay. But, in case you couldn't hear it, we're just playing with some sound buttons. But I have two boyfriends, and they have been forced to go to my family events. And so my direct family knows I'm gay, and they really couldn't give a shit. And I personally thought that was, like, very weird. I was like, oh, shit. Because they're also hardcore Republicans. But I'm like, are you really reading my script?
No.
I saw you read it. I have my script on my lap, and I'm kind of just like not looking at it, and I'm like turned over, and he's like glued to it, looking at it.
Listen, for the audience, I was honestly reading to see if you said I was the love of your life.
Yeah.
In your thing.
I don't know. Do I? I said they love both my boyfriend, so during this most recent Thanksgiving, time of being thankful for what you have and who you have in your life, enjoying the moments while they last, because they might not be there for next year. So I brought my two boyfriends to Thanksgiving, and they were informed that there would be a family picture with all our loved ones, which means boyfriends and girlfriends. So forth. When we arrived, everything did seem fine. Also, I don't know where the fuck you were for this family picture.
I know. Alright, well, here's the thing.
Like, everybody else.
I actually know where I was at. So, me and Jess...
Jess was in this picture.
Well, I know, but me and her were on the back porch, and then she's like, alright, I gotta go take this family picture. She's like... And then she's like, you can just wait here, though. I'll, like, be back. It won't be that long.
So, it was her fault.
I mean, it wasn't anybody's fault, but we also heard the whole time up until that point, you know, which you'll explain later once you get to, you know, once you say what you're going to say, but that there were to be no boyfriends and et cetera on the pic.
But, yeah, that was the original plan. Okay. Like, I was kind of told, like, oh, hey, we're going to have like a family picture. And then, like, as we're like there and stuff, I realized that this is not going to happen. It's going to be like boyfriends or girlfriends. So I'm about to be controversial. I'm about to add some two extra boy faces in there. That's why. So, but we were informed that there would be a family pictures, and my mom and my dad really couldn't give a shit. So, when everybody arrived, everything did seem fine. Like, we were all laughing and stuff. People running around, eating some food and stuff. And then my aunt and my uncle and their two kids, they show up. Okay. And I swear to God, like, they gave me a hug. They're like, oh my gosh, David, okay? Like, you know, give me all these cool little things. And, like, give me hugs and give me, you know, like, how have you been? I swear they, like, indirectly gave my boyfriends, like, the shoulder check without giving them a shoulder check. Worse than your little brother shoulder check my TV.
Yeah.
Okay. But... He got drunk like 2 days ago and short checked my TV while we were all pissed fucking drunk because of Super Mario. Did like 20 rounds of shots because of this game. And then Smash Bros.
Yeah. He almost broke a 70 inch, long story short. First time meeting both my boyfriends. It was a good time.
And I personally didn't think anything of like my aunt like pretty much giving like short check. I was like, you can, because sometimes people might seem rude and they're not trying to be rude. So I was like, okay, whatever. Then it came down to the prayer, which my aunt insisted of doing. Okay. And I quote for this. Okay. Dear God, thank you for this meal and the amazing food that you have blessed us with. We are joyful and thankful for all you have given us. And thank you for the friends and family, particularly family. And without hesitation, straight up, I looked at my aunt, who was praying out loud, and in the background, I heard...
I pretty much just, like, scoff, like...
This boy scoffed. And it was not, like, a quiet one. It was, like, a... Like, shit. Like, I was like, oh, my God. My boyfriend's laughing. And, instantly my brain was like, bitch, I'm literally about to fucking slice all your tires, and I am considered the child that's lovable, okay? And I will make sure that all these tires will slow leak, and you will pop each one at a different time on your way back to Georgia. And it was fucking just like, I could not believe it the whole time. And like, I don't think anybody else like really realized, but like my older sister, the whole time we were there, she was kept making things. She's like, why do they keep calling? Why do they keep calling your boyfriend just a friend? And we're like, love, it's okay. It's like, no, it's not okay. I don't really know any of these people. I will fucking fight them. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was funny. But I also feel like your aunt did, like, you know, she made a bitchy comment in the classiest way. And it's kind of like in that condescending way where, like, you know, if you don't, like, change the tone of your voice or facial expression, like, you seem happy, it's like, you know, you really can't call somebody out because it's like, oh, well, they weren't being a bitch. They were just being, you know, they didn't mean it like that or whatever. Like, if anybody knows who Lisa Vanderpump is, she's the queen at it. Vanderpump rules. She's the queen classy bitch.
But it just, oh my God. I literally was like, God, this bitch. And like, I didn't make anything about this until like I got in the car and went, did anybody else realize this? And of course, they both were like, yeah, your fucking bitch ass aunt making her, and particularly family. I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, she's kind of a bitch. Like, I thought she was going to behave and, like, not say anything. Because, like, most of my family, they don't agree with gay lifestyle. But they will not say anything about it. Because guess what? It's not their fucking life. My aunt, she go fuck herself, really. But, like, my grandma, who literally told me once, I could not love a faggot like you. Literally gave my boyfriends money and stuff and, like, wrote them all cards.
It actually was very sweet. It was super nice. And she made us very good food. And she was very sweet.
And she hates gay people.
Yeah.
But
I'm not gay. My boyfriend is, though.
Right, I know. But it's one of those things of, like, cool. Just because I disagree with something, I'm not going to make a scene and make you feel like a piece of shit. Which I pretty much respect everybody in my family for this. I dislike couple of my family members. I don't hate them because they're all pretty cool, but I just dislike how they treat certain things. Now, boyfriend. You got a boyfriend?
I do have a boyfriend. I have two hot boyfriends.
You have un ado or un toi?
I do. You're un ado.
It's un ado.
Un ado.
Or un do. French, and then the other one's Korean. So, nado is Korean, and then undo.
Undo.
Yeah, undo, toi.
Undo, toi.
Yeah. More you know. Anyways, you got any other amazing holiday, bowl floating cereal, drug addict, funny, putting pants on, finding pants, stories?
See, the finding pants story wasn't a holiday, though, I don't think.
I mean, that was a get-together.
Yeah, I mean, it was a shindig, but...
So is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, or that one fucking chick. Was it the same night, too?
I swear it was.
Because I asked your mom, where the fuck have you been for the 3 hours?
Yeah, I think it was the same night, because my mom wasn't out there freaking out when that drunk chick was going off.
Dude, God, that whole...
But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good one, but, like, I don't know. So many crazy shit's happened. Like,
his family is, like, shameless. And yeah. I learned this on accident.
They really are the living cast of Shameless.
And so there was one day his older brother and him, we were all watching Shameless, and his older brother comes out and goes, you ever, like, find it really hard to watch this? Because, like, it's so, accurate to like how we grew up
to our reality as children.
And I like looked down and I went, really? I thought this was like a like extreme exaggeration. You're like, oh no, that's like light.
Yeah,
I was like, what?
So I guess that would be a good for starters on comparison.
So. But I think the difference is in Shameless, they're actually like a good fan, like their family, like they're really well, like cool, all the siblings.
Yeah, they are.
And they're like, okay, cool, great. We'll clean this shit up. And I'm like, oh, and then like, think of your family, I'm like, dude, your whole family's fucked.
Yeah, definitely. My whole family is fucked. For sure. For sure, for sure.
Your younger brother is a frat boy now.
I know.
Frat boy in the Navy. Dude, where's the game?
I know. Yeah, that was some funny shit. But, you know, I don't think I have any more funny holiday stories. But I guess I will say I did have a good Christmas this year with my two boyfriends. I got lots of awesome gifts. So I don't really have bad holidays anymore. So.
But he used to.
Yeah. But I also, like there was this one time my mom was, this was not on a holiday, but this is one time my mom was in jail for like a year, and all my dad literally bought, yeah, was bologna from like IGA and like chips, like a sort of bag of chips, Little Debbie's, and oh, it was horrible. Like to this day, still don't eat really bologna. Hardly ever will I eat bologna. I'll eat like bologna cut up in eggs, but besides that, like, not really on a sandwich.
I could never do that. I'm sorry. And so
it's delicious. You no. should really try it.
So,
but the trick is with that, you make your eggs super dry because then your bologna is fried and it's really good in your eggs.
Listen, so
I'm also white trash. I eat white trash.
Yeah. So without me, these boys would not eat fancy. And what they classify as fancy is like
what I just said, bologna.
I'm talking about like my fancy, like what you guys think. Like I make fancy food.
It's fancy.
It's really not that fancy. They're like, oh my God, this is so good, so fancy. I'm like, dude, this was like first year of culinary school. I'm like, bitch, you should see me actually like spend 3 hours cooking. That's when it gets intense.
He does bougie us up. But, you know, we also rough him up. And
they tried to give me fucking nasty as shit, like fucking baked beans with hot dogs and mac and cheese, which I found out the rest of my fucking coworkers all love. And I, because they were like, where are you going for dinner? I was like, I don't know. Devin said you brought home food or got food. So I don't know. Last time he cooked, it was hot dogs, mac and cheese, and baked beans. They're like, all mixed together was like, yeah. They're like, oh my gosh, I love that. And they're all like, I mean, my GM and all of them, I'm like, y'all are fucking weird.
It really is delicious, though. Plus, it's, I mean, I'm not saying, like, I don't know. It's like a very cheap, very good meal. You make a pot of it, it lasts. It's really good. And I also would like to bring up you not liking Velveeta, which is a way superior macaroni than Kraft. Not that I don't like Kraft. Shit. It's liquid gold. It really is liquid gold.
No, it's liquid shit. God, it's worse than Sheetz. I hate Sheetz.
I've never had Sheetz, so.
Dude, it's so terrible. I'm a Kraft kid. I love the Kraft.
You do owe me Applebee's, by the way. Just for the record.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I bet you they won't put fucking Velveeta on it. And it doesn't even look good.
No,
when it comes out.
What do you mean?
It looks so disgusting. You're like, like that.
The Velveeta, it looks amazing.
No, it doesn't. It looks so weird and shit. It looks like
so good. And then you mix it up and it's literally liquid gold.
Now, I'm more of a like, throw that powder in and you stir it and you just watch the magic happen.
Even like the little Velveeta cups are good. Like the little macaroni cups. They're delicious.
Nah, bro.
SpongeBob Macaroni Kraft.
No.
Is superior.
No, it's the Twirly Kraft that's superior. Have you ever had the Twirlies?
Yeah, but SpongeBob's better.
No, it's the Twirls.
The Scooby-Doo head. That's a good one, too.
Nah, no, it's not. God, you disgust me. You really do. With your weird-ass food.
I like weird food.
He likes Oriental, that's why he's dating me.
This is true, too. That's actually my favorite food. It's also why I'm dating you. See, my favorite thing to eat.
I love Mexican food. Dude, I'm Asian. Rice is rice.
Rice is rice.
But but he doesn't like my Tupperware addiction, because I do have a Tupperware addiction, which is a Filipino thing. I just swear it's just
he does. But as the love of his life, I'm here to help him through his addiction, and I have to help him clear away
too much intervention.
His Tupperware every once in a while. We have to go through the Tupperware, and once it starts eating so much where like you really can't keep a stack in there, and like it being neat, and then there's some without lids, and like some where the lid magically disappeared. Which we do have some without lids and like ravioli stained ones, which is super fancy whenever we bust those ones out. But
I got that one for Black Friday.
I know.
I love it. But the cut in the box.
Yeah. But you definitely have a Tupperware addiction. It's okay though.
And I steal coasters from bars.
Oh, yeah. Well, you kind of made that our thing now, though, too. I mean, now I've even taken coasters for you. So
yeah, but I mean, like, I told you before, I was like, just so you know, I steal coasters and I steal spoons. Because I'm a kleptomaniac for the weirdest fucking shit in the world.
This is true.
Like, I don't steal real shit. I just steal, like, the things that are, like, actually, like, invaluable.
And it's not even spoons. It's, like, the...
Oh, no, I try to collect a spoon from every place I go to.
I know, like the specific spoon.
Oh, you're thinking of like the pho spoon?
Yeah, I cannot think of that word. Yeah, so that was
the soup spoons from like Asian places. But I lose the old spoons from every place I go to if I don't have that spoon type. So I have spoons. They're like little tiny sample spoons from like Jenny's. I've stolen. I have some from when I went to... Fountain Square Park in Cincinnati. I have some from Cleveland, some from New York, some from Mississippi. I just like, I steal them. Ooh, boom, boom. Just steal a spoon.
Very nice.
But it's about time for us to go. So I must say goodbye, but I will leave you with this. You're all amazing and stay podtastic, my friends. And you can find us at crinklepaws.co, crinkle with a K. And I started a new Instagram. Fun fact, it's the same username, DylanBlake_official, DillianBlake_official, or my Twitter, BlakeOfficial, spelled exactly the same way I just spelled my Instagram and yours.
And then you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. And on Just for Fans, as Master Atlas 24/7.
For all of them?
Yep.
Interesting. Interesting. But yas, so we must say goodbye, and my cats that are asleep now, because we took their tunnels away, so they can't cause disaster while we're recording this. So goodbye, and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.
Bork.